Welcome to the Catholic Cafe, where Catholic truth is served fresh daily. We've made you a reservation in the luxurious corner booth, so come on in and see what's on the menu today. Now, here's your host, Deacon Jeff Drzemski.
Greetings and welcome to the Catholic Cafe. I'm Deacon Jeff, sitting in the luxurious corner booth of the Catholic Cafe. And the luxurious corner booth is ever more luxurious because Ziggy and Tom Dorian are not here today. So we are excited to have two guests with us today. One has been with us before, Miss Devaney Cooper. Hello, Devaney. How are you?
It's so good to be here, Deacon Jeff.
Yeah, we've loved having you as a guest before, and this time you brought us a friend.
Yes.
Somebody you're working with in ministry, and it's Heather Vakola. Heather?
Hello.
Welcome to the luxurious corner booth at the Catholic Cafe.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you, and I have to tell you, in the Diocese of Memphis, where we're physically located, I know people listen to us from all around the world, but we're in the Diocese of Memphis, home of Elvis, and I'm sure many people are familiar with Elvis Presley, and there are many altars set up to Elvis, which is not necessarily a good thing, but we own everything about Memphis, and we love Memphis. You have a ministry here. The two of you have started something recently supported by the Diocese of Memphis. Our bishop loves this ministry. And it's called Mary and Elizabeth, and it's an apostolate for spiritual direction, formation, and accompaniment specifically for women. It's focused in that area. So when I first heard about it, I thought, well, this is intriguing, you know, and it's neat. And I didn't know a lot about it, so I started finding a little more about it. And I said, I just need to have these ladies on the show to tell us more about it, because it's not something that's just specific to Memphis. It goes beyond our borders here. But let's just start with what this ministry is. And I don't know which one wants to start. Heather, you're the executive director. Devaney, you are the head or the president of the not-for-profit that kind of is the umbrella that over the whole ministry. And also, you're a missionary on this. So you both are very active and involved in it. Just tell me what Mary and Elizabeth is and what the vision for Mary and Elizabeth has been.
So Mary and Elizabeth is an apostolate, as you mentioned, under the St. Paul Institute. And the St. Paul Institute is a 501c3 here in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yep.
And we're dedicated to the interior renewal of women.
Yeah, so the interior renewal of women. I mean, it sounds pretty, Devaney. That sounds lovely. What does that entail? What are you talking about? You're talking about the interior renewal of women.
We're talking about what really matters. We're talking about having a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so we have a lot of efforts in Memphis, thanks be to God, for direct relational ministry with women, whether that's serving women down at the shelter with the Missionaries of Charity, accompanying women in small families with the Dorothy Day House, serving their direct physical needs. But often the interior needs, that deep ache and thirst of woman for relationship and holiness and really to be what she's created to be, is often left unattended. And it's not malicious, it's not thought out process, it just happens. And this is a desire, I believe, from the heart of the Father to let her know that she is loved and that he wants deep relationship with her. And so we are at his service to serve our sisters in Christ with being present to them and accompanying them in whichever way will assist them in that relationship.
You know, see, that sounds awesome. And I think that, like, so often We know that life is more than just our daily experiences and the things that we do in like we have jobs and we have responsibilities, we have relationships, we have all these things that are exterior that we kind of work through on a daily basis. But also, especially in our faith, we know that it's important to have meaning and purpose, right? There's some deeper reality to who we are, and a lot of times we can forget. Even the holiest among us, even those that you know, that walk through you know, the church wearing the fine garb, and everyone looks like, what a holy person, you know, we all maybe miss that, the significance of understanding like our relationship with the Father, our relationship with all of the saints, and our relationship in our faith, and especially with Jesus, and not realizing that there's like meaning and purpose to be had in life. Heather, why is it that you got involved in, how did you get involved in Mary and Elizabeth?
Well, I've worked in university ministry. I volunteered there, and I've worked in Catholic apostolate for about 20 years now.
Yeah.
And I've always been very deeply moved by women, by the confusion in society, in really degrading who women is, who women are as people. And the truth of who women are as people is found in the Catholic faith.
Mm.
And we exist so that we can help women to have that very unique relationship that God the Father calls them to through Jesus Christ, by getting to know who He is. In that way, they get to know who they are and how they really can change the world.
Yeah, that's awesome right there. And again, a lot of people don't recognize the interior life. We leave the interior life alone so often. And I'm speaking about men and women, but, and I don't know that I have I'm not an idiot, you know. I am a guy, so that does give me a few demerits. But the reality is, I don't. I think I recognize that all of us need that. But maybe I just want to hear a little bit more about why specifically women. I mean, I get that sometimes they're left out of the equation, or it's a generic spiritual direction, or a generic spiritual uplifting, which is good, right? There are many, many apostolates that are spiritually based, and that's beautiful. But why specifically, let's look at women and why they especially would need something like Mary and Elizabeth.
Sure. We are very pro-man. We love
Yay.
Men. We love men. I don't think there's any demerits to you being a man.
Thank you so much. And you know I'm kidding, right?
Yes, okay. And even with the mystery of the visitation, you have this mystery of Mary being called by the angel to go to Elizabeth, and they're both bearing something within them that for whatever reason the Lord has not given the revelation to Zechariah or to Joseph. But Zechariah is still there.
Yeah.
And the Lord entrusts him with naming John the Baptist. And Joseph, when I've meditated on this mystery, I often imagine him accompanying Mary.
Yeah.
I don't think she made the journey alone. And there's beauty in their roles, but that mystery, that rejoicing in the salvation mystery and the understanding that the Lord has given both of them, it's something very special to women. Edith Stein, a saint of the last 100 years, she said, "The woman's soul is fashioned as a shelter in which other souls may unfold." There's an interesting capacity, which we call the feminine genius, to nurture a soul and to spiritually mother a soul. And we love fatherhood, and there is a calling forth that's there,
yeah,
that we need good spiritual fathers for women as well. But there is a spiritual maternity that I would argue, has even been lost more so, unfortunately, since the renewal of Vatican II, and that was never the intention of the Church. We've lost a lot of religious vocations. We've lost the woman in the parish who is spiritually mothering, and we've been confused by the ideology of feminism. And so that maternity is often not there, and that maternity is so rich, and it offers so much back to the daughter, to the sister being accompanied.
You are exactly right, and it's not in isolation. It's not just about, a lot of people will see this as like, as there's been a specific attack on women over the last, say, 50 or 60 years. And I would agree that in society it's been very difficult. And Heather, you mentioned that, mm-hmm, that there were these role confusion and what is a woman. All these things are issues that are out there. But there are so many things that this touches, that's interwoven into the beauty and the gift of, well, just the concept of Mother Church. When you mention nurturing and seeing the Church as a mother, right, and Jesus is the Church's spouse, when you start to see these things and how beautiful that is, and then like the spiritual children of the Church, and you start to see maternity. And you know what, and what's also beautiful is a lot of people don't realize there are simple things like in some of the words that we use, like marriage. It comes from the word matrimony, which the Latin root for that is matrimonium. It's like the act of becoming a mother. That's what the word marriage means. And so we've forgotten so many of those things. And so I think it's beautiful that your ministry is really focused on helping women to see the inherent and beautiful gift of womanhood, that might have been lost in so many women. Because we have the same problem on the man side, right? We have, you know, just the idea of, like, anything that's any boy that plays with a toy truck now is like a toxic masculine whatever, and it's a problem and the issue. So there's all these things going on, attacks on both of the sexes, we'll say. But I think it's beautiful that we have this ministry where women might be able to be more in touch spiritually with who they were called to be and the reality of that.
Yeah, in history, women always accompanied other women. You know, I mean, we hear that phrase, you know, it takes a village.
Uh-huh.
And those women learned from other women, you know, how to be a woman, how to be a mother, how to serve one another in building up their kingdom, right? The
yes.
kingdom of God, where they live. And that's really missing in our society today, and it's one of the ways that we believe that we can help women, you know, in the church to serve one another, to learn from one another, to really, you know, assimilate what it means to be a daughter of the King.
Oh, beautiful. And well, let's talk specifically, a little more specifically, about what that ministry looks like, right? Mm-hmm. So we mentioned spiritual direction, formation, and accompaniment, and we mentioned it's primarily focused on the woman. And so those sound like, well, I suppose I know what that means. But let's talk about, like, are you physically located in Memphis? Do you have properties in Memphis? Do you have things that you do? And then also we'll then follow that with a talk about, like, how people might reach out and find you guys and receive the benefits of your services or your ministry elsewhere. So tell Devaney, where you guys look, well, specifically, the address doesn't matter, but
sure.
Like in Memphis, what do you do?
Yes, we do have two houses of formation, one called the St. Joseph House, where we have full-time missionaries live, and then we also have the Mary and Elizabeth House, where apostolate takes place, and we have a studio upstairs where our caretaker and executive director resides. And in that house, it's just filled with community and meeting and really this mystery of the visitation. And we have spiritual direction, formation, accompaniment, and that means we have outreaches to particular women segments, and then we also have retreats. And our houses are located near the University of Memphis, providentially,
right.
So that we could work with campus ministry.
Yeah, and that's a vital, vital population, mm-hmm. Because everyone knows that, you know, you're raised in your faith, you love your faith, and it's all great, you're with your family, and then they ship you off to college, and then you lose everything, right? So there's, not everybody does this, but there are some challenges when you get into college, and about losing our faith or whatever, so there's a lot of confusion out there, so it's awesome that you're nearby. Where the ladies might be there at college, and how awesome that is for that. What about, like, people that aren't able to be in Memphis and want to avail themselves of this ministry?
We have technology that we use. You know, St. John Paul encouraged us to use new technology to build the church.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things we're doing. We meet on Google Meet, and we have women that we see actually internationally. There's a woman I meet with in Saudi Arabia. We meet with women in Australia and Canada and the U.S., not just here in Memphis. So we're really trying to build the church the way that St. John Paul encouraged us to do that.
Well, about 1,000 radio stations just heard you say that, and some, maybe their ears pricked up a little bit, and they're like, well, oh, this sounds interesting. How do I get in touch? How would they find you?
We have a website, maryandelizabeth.com. That's maryandelizabeth.com.
Okie doke. And that's where they just reach out and they can find out what you guys offer and how to get involved and do all those things.
Yeah, it's really simple. There's buttons everywhere. So
yeah.
There's a lot of prompts, and we've tried to design it to be as simple as possible.
That's awesome. Well, you know, and I know... You've only been sort of in this apostolate, this ministry now for a couple of years. And so tell me, what have those first couple of years been like? Because anytime you're starting something new, right, you don't know. Well, first of all, you don't know how much the devil hates whatever you're doing, right, and wants
or
to shut you down.
Sometimes you do.
Well, you're right. Let's hope you
everything
don't.
Everything starts going wrong.
Yeah, all the buttons start doing the wrong thing. Yeah, and so what's your first couple of years been like?
Yeah, we were praying about this. We'd been working in apostolate together for 4 years, and we were praying over this idea we were both excited about in more directly serving women full-time. And the best way to discern this was to contact our director for evangelization, Sam Mock. He was like, yeah, this is good. This is good. You should write the bishop. And so we did. He encouraged it. Yeah. And we had a number of women who wanted to move here to serve in this work full time.
Wow.
And that was a blessing from the Lord. And we closed on the house after the bishop's encouragement on the Feast of Mary Magdalene,
yeah,
which was incredibly providential. And then the missionaries arrived literally the next day. And it's just been full time giving ourselves to our Lord so that he can do what he wants. And the Holy Spirit's without guardrails. There's a lot of places I'm like, oh, this isn't normally how it would be, or this isn't usually how it should go. But it's fruitful and it's fecundant, and which I believe is a sign of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And,
so you're bearing fruit. Now, that's a beautiful thing. And talk about maternal, you know, of words. But the idea that this ministry is something, you know, when it starts to bear fruit, one of the things you start to realize is just how much it was needed. Mm. And you don't want to lament that it's just now showing up and, you know, too little too late. We always want to start wherever we are, wherever we plant our feet, where the Lord plants us, and that's where we start. My phrase I've been using now through all the troubled world that we have is just till your own garden. And it looks like you ladies are tilling your own garden. You've got expertise in the whole womanhood thing, right? You've got, you're qualified, right?
It lives in us. Yes. The wisdom lives in us.
That's exactly right. And you know, and I like women. I married one, right? And so I recognize that in you. And I think that as difficult as some things are to get started, Have you started to see some fruit that makes you go? Because, you know, there's nothing like the affirmation that the Lord gives us along the way, along the path, to be able to say, this is working. We're doing what the Lord wants us to do. At least for now, this is what we know the Lord wants us to do. Are there examples of some of that fruit? Some people, you don't have to give names or anything, but are some experiences that have told you, it's really the Lord, you know, an angel saying, this is good, keep doing this.
So I started here with 6 spiritual directees. I've been providing spiritual direction since 2019. I now see over 50 women.
Wow.
And that's just, we're just coming up to year 2. Now, I also have 6 directors on our network who are also seeing women. So between all of us, we see just under 100 women right now. And it's amazing to me how it's blossomed, like, unbelievably.
Well, that tells you it's needed.
Yeah.
Right? All of a sudden, because I would have never, those numbers are impressive for having just started.
It's amazing to me, like, amazing to me.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And it's beautiful because, again, you don't always know something is necessary until, you know, the little searchlight, the spotlight comes, and you shine it there and go like, wow, there is a need, and you guys are fulfilling that need. I would imagine, though, that you talked about closing on a property, and you've talked about having missionaries come and stay and live here. In fact, I remember a couple of years ago at Holy Rosary Parish, at one Sunday morning, you introduced me to, it might have been to Heather,
yes,
I think.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. We had just done Mass, and you said, I just want to introduce you. And I'm like, and I could see, like, in your eyes, it's like, I don't know what y'all are doing, but I bet it's going to be good, right? And you could see the potentiality, right? You could see the beautiful, the charism, like, sort of shining. What does it take to keep this ministry going? I mean, how are you guys funded, or do you need help in that regard? Or, you know, I know you need prayers. And how does someone get involved in doing something like that?
I would recommend for anyone who might consider being a part of our network, or is like, oh, do I need to, what do I need to do that? Trust and faith in Jesus. Jesus is going to be our provision, and he always has been. I was reminded, as she was speaking to the fruit of it all, of a verse that one of our good friends, Dr. Anthony Lillis, who helped us and inspired us in this work, he was giving us a story of Elijah, and how Elijah comes to the woman, and she has nothing, and she's about ready to die. And she's just going to make her own little cake, and he's like, woman, give me water. And Dr. Lillis said, that is us speaking. Like, he's speaking to the woman, he's reminding her who she is. And then the Lord says, you're never going to run out, and you're always going to have just enough. And we do always have just enough. And people do often wonder, I was asked by a benefactor, our friend really this week, how are y'all surviving? Yeah. And it really is through the provision of our Lord. Individual contributions, which individuals make because they're inspired by this work. The women are full-time missionaries, so there is no other work outside of evangelization that they're doing. We have stipends that people give that are in no way required for spiritual direction or formation, but they've just been so moved by what the Lord has given them and what they've received. They want more women to receive it. We received a grant from Catholic Charities this past year for our young adults ministry that we do, Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, so they supported us. We have partnerships with the Avila Institute and places where our missionaries work and teach. So there's a couple different places where the Lord provides monetarily, but He always provides.
That's beautiful. When you're talking about that, I was thinking about, well, I'm very close to marriage preparation, doing a lot of work in marriage preparation. And one of the things when I talk to like a young couple that's sitting in front of me, and one of the questions I always ask, like really in the first session, is like, well, how many kids y'all plan to have? And then I sit back and listen to all their answers because they've thought through it. It's like, well, we're going to have 1.7 children, and we're going to do this, and we're going to have all this. We're planning on doing this when this happens. And they have all these plans, and it's like all these ideas about what you have to do these things, right? And there is something about God giving us the wherewithal, the ability to manage our resources, to really look out over our land and take care of what we need to do. But there's also something about trusting. And so then I will tell them, after I've heard their speeches about what they're planning to do in terms of the number of children, is I will say, well, you know, I have 9 kids. And then their jaws drop, and they're like, then they start thinking, like, well, how is that even possible? You know, I said, well, trust me, it's possible. But then, you know, at the end of the day, that conversation leads to, you've just got to trust God. Don't pick the number of kids. Just be open to life. But there has to be a trust there. So I'd imagine what you guys are doing is you're open to life. I mean, you're open to God's providence and His provision, and you actually just put yourselves into Jesus' arms and say, okay, Lord, I don't really know exactly. But it sounds like you've thought through some of this stuff and you're trying to work through these things as best you can, but there has to be ultimately trust that God's going to provide. And so now if someone wanted to help, at least with prayers, they would go to maryandelizabeth.com or .org, it is .com, right? maryandelizabeth.com, is that how they would do find out more information?
Yes, there's a donate button at the top. You can visit there. We are launching this year with the Diocese of Memphis a vocational accompaniment of young women. And so that is a totally new set of programming, and we do need financial support for that because we're bringing in religious so that young women can have awareness and encounter with them. So if that at all plucks anything in your heart, please do visit maryandelizabeth.com and just click the donate button.
Again, we're talking to Devaney Cooper and Heather Vercola with the Mary and Elizabeth, this beautiful apostolate that's focused primarily on women, their spiritual needs. And now, have you found that, do people just like, oh, there's some do-gooders over there, and they just kind of pat you on the back? Or are you finding that people are reaching out and they want to find out more about this?
The women here are very excited. The women that I've encountered, you know, through the website, when they send in a contact form, everyone is very excited about the work that we're doing. It's very edifying for us. I believe it's another just example of how the Holy Spirit is providing for its church. And they really just want to be involved. A number of our directors are volunteers, and we have just a great group of ladies that want to come together and form an intercessory prayer team for us. We have on-the-ground volunteers that help with our Taco Tuesday, like Devaney mentioned. We have local ladies that are, you know, at our disposal when we have other activities happening. So the support has been incredible.
That's beautiful. And again, those to me are signs of not only affirmation that God is blessing this ministry, but there's an incredible need. I mean, I would imagine in the world that we live in, I mean, it doesn't take long to look at any kind of social media or any kind of awareness of the all the events that are going on around us. And then also all of the divergent ideologies that are taking us away from who we were called to be. I mean, literally at our very core. And so you see this great hunger and need. And I think the fact that people respond so well is part of individual's recognition that that what you're doing is something that is so profoundly needed in this difficult world that we live in.
Amen. I think we all desperately want to be loved, and deep inside her, she knows that everything she needs, it lives in her, but sometimes she just needs someone to listen her into existence and love her into existence, and that need is, there's nowhere it's not. And yeah, amen to everything you said.
So if we're, if you're a woman, if you're listening right now, and maybe you feel empty or unfulfilled, or that you're not living your true calling, right? Or you're not even connected with that in some way. Or maybe you're like, well, I'm interested in spiritual direction. I love the Lord. I love my church, but I'm not really sure how I'd go forward doing that. So we tell them to go to MaryandElizabeth.com, and then they start a process. What does that look like? How do people encounter you guys, and how do you encounter them?
So first off, we never turn a woman away. Fill out the contact form on our website. We'll reach out, and we will set up a meeting. And we do everything we can to be face-to-face, so whether that's virtual or in-person. And we just meet with the woman, we speak with them, we listen to where they are and where the Lord is calling them to be, and we work to help them to get there.
That's beautiful. So it's really not a cumbersome, troubling, difficult, you don't jump through a lot of hoops. You guys have seemed to have made it easy, which again, these are words of affirmation, because it sounds like this is a great, great, beautiful, blessed ministry. So we wish you guys well. We'll continue to pray for you. And again, we'll say this is Mary and Elizabeth. It's an apostolate, really, for spiritual direction, formation, and accompaniment of women, based in Memphis. But really, it's calling people all around the world to live the reality of who God made them to be. Thank you, ladies, for being here. Let's ask our Blessed Mother to continue to bless your ministry. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thanks for listening to The Catholic Cafe. If you'd like to contact Deacon Jeff, send him an email at deaconjeff@thecatholiccafe.com. Visit us on the web at thecatholiccafe.com. You can also find us on iTunes or follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The Catholic Cafe is brought to you by the Order of Malta Federal Association. Join us again at the Catholic Cafe, serving up salvation one cup of coffee at a time.